from the Social Media Command Center. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. Now, with me in the studio today is Brooks from our... In fact, what department are you with, Brooks?
Emerging Media Team, Communications Department here at Southwest Airlines. So I work just a stone's throw away from you.
Now, one of the projects that you work on is our Facebook account.
That's correct.
Official Southwest Airlines Facebook page.
The official Southwest Airlines
now,
Facebook page.
Now, I have to share a story with you. You know, Halloween's kind of a big deal around here.
Sure is.
And this year for Halloween, I'll admit it, I stole it off of the TV show The Office, but I wrote the word book on my face. And absolutely as scripted in the TV show, several people walked up to me and said, I don't get it. Book face? You know, it's like, okay, really? Facebook? It wasn't as good as some of my Halloween costumes are in the past, but I made an attempt.
I certainly appreciated it.
Now, there was some big news here with Facebook recently.
Yes. We recently hit 1 million Facebook fans.
1 million. That's a lot. That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot, and in fact, we're the first airline to reach 1 million. So to celebrate 1 million Facebook fans, we had a triple rapid rewards promotion available only to those who have liked Southwest Airlines. And to give some context to that, to those who aren't as Facebook savvy as you or I, when you go to a fan page, you can like that fan page. It's just a little button that you click next to the title page or title of the fan page. And then you get access to different, you know, content. In our case, it was this very lucrative book for one day only, and each round trip would equal 6 rapid rewards credits as opposed to 2.
Okay, so this sounds like a big deal, but I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
So what's the big deal? Probably every airline has a Facebook page.
Every airline certainly has a Facebook page, but not every airline has a Facebook presence. What I mean by that is that we're very, very interactive on our Facebook page, and we're always looking to address comments, concerns, criticism, but also given our customers an opportunity to, you know, take part in some really great deals and some good contests and just share in our culture of the company. And that's a great way to do it is on our Facebook
page. Well, I was just going to ask you, what if somebody was not a friend of ours on Facebook right now and they were interested in becoming one, what would they see on our page?
They would see a whole lot of customer commenting. They would also see a whole lot of responding on our part, and they would definitely get a taste of what it's like to be a part of Southwest Airlines culture. You know, just as you mentioned for your Halloween costume.
Book face.
We did a little contest that actually involved Twitter, but we posted it on Facebook as well to post your Halloween costume to come to the Haunted Headquarters, because like you said, Southwest Airlines does it huge at Halloween. This is my first year, and it was unbelievable. I mean,
I always love seeing the faces of people for their first year. They're just amazed.
Well, and I had the opportunity to take, so we selected 4 people, and they got to bring a guest each to come and tour. And these are external people, and, you know, I got to relish in the looks of our external folks, and while I was taking it in for the first time myself, so that was really great. But that sort of thing originates in the internet space, because it wouldn't have been made possible without it. And that's the kind of thing those are the kind of opportunities we can give to our customers, to give more of an inside look where it's not, hey, look and see what we're doing, but hey, come join, be a part of it.
Yeah, so many companies are always, follow us on Facebook, but ours is really more interactive.
Ours isn't so much come follow us on Facebook as, hey, come join the conversation.
Facebook kind of goes along with our Twitter channel in that when we ask for, you mentioned contests. We'll have photography contests where people send in photographs of whatever, and I'm just amazed at how many send stuff in.
Yeah, it's great, and you know that's a testament to how many people really truly care and want to interact with us. I mean, sure, of course they want to win something. Who doesn't? I love winning things.
But you're not eligible.
But I'm not eligible. No, I'm not eligible.
Nor am I, by the way.
Yeah, but it gives you an opportunity. I see all the submissions, so it's great to see the variety and just where everybody's, you know, what everybody's interpretation of a contest, or even if it's not a contest and people are just sharing, because a lot of the time it isn't through contests. We have a Flickr group that people submit photos to on a daily basis.
Tens of thousands of photos we have.
You know, the self-proclaimed AV geeks, the ones that are taking pictures on every flight that they're on. And I didn't appreciate it until I actually, you know, stepped back and took a look at all these pictures. There are some phenomenal pictures. There are some really great photographers out there. You can find a link to our Flickr page on blogsouthwest.com.
In fact, every time you go to the homepage, it refreshes and there's two new pictures.
That's correct. Those are largely user generated. Mm-hmm. They're not Southwest Air submitted photos. So sometimes they are, but oftentimes they're not.
Well, a lot of times they're employees too. So.
Right, right.
Now, we've been talking about, of course, about our official Southwest Airlines page. Are there any other pages that we have in the works or other initiatives?
Yeah, one of the main things that I've been working on, we have empowered our stations to create their own public fan pages on Facebook, obviously. And what those do, they're kind of a local portal where you can go see basic things like ticket counter hours and public transportation that you can get to and from the airport, but also get a taste of the local flavor, not only at the airport, but in the city that those stations serve themselves. And it's been really exciting for me to see that grow, because not only has it allowed me to interact more with the people around our system, I would have never known, you know, half these, all of them. I would never have known a single one of these people if it wasn't for interacting through creating their Facebook fan page.
And they're also, you mentioned, well, the hours, of course, that's set by the company. But
right.
When they talk about a good hamburger, that's a local telling you where the good
exactly,
hamburger is.
Exactly, exactly. A really good example is Sacramento does a little series that says it's friends and businesses at the airport. They just started it up, and the first person that they did was a gal named Angelina, who shines shoes at the airport. It's really cool, though. It's just a nice way. First of all, it adds character. Second of all, it gives us a chance to appreciate those around us, because it's not like we're this one little, you know, compartment within the airport. It's not like you don't interact with the people at the airport that you see on a daily basis. So it's nice to kind of add that human element to it, for me anyway. And I think customers appreciate that too. The idea surrounding these Facebook fan pages isn't that we're going to get a million on each fan page. It's just a different set of flavor, because there's
it's
not
a different angle, really.
Right. It's a different
same company, but
correct. It's a different angle. It's like on the Southwest main page. It's not like I can post about Angelina the shoe shiner, you know, but it gives them there's a lot of different content that we can post on these station pages that you can't really post on the main page. So it's a nice little outlet for these stations, and it also builds character and it builds culture.
How many cities are there that have those?
Well, at last count, we have about half almost, which is about 30 some pages.
So if somebody was interested in finding out if their city had one, they could just go to Facebook and put that city code.
Yes.
Oh, that's not the city code.
Well, we have a formula. You do Southwest Airlines and then dash and then the city. So, for example, yesterday we welcomed Southwest Airlines Lubbock to the
Dash
Lubbock. Yeah, so thank you. Southwest Airlines Dash Lubbock to our Facebook station fan page system.
So, and as we all know, there's a lot to do in Lubbock.
There's plenty. That's hilarious. There's a lot to do in Lubbock.
I'm not ragging on Lubbock, but it's very flat.
There you go. That's the biggest thing that I've been working on.
If somebody's listening to this and they work at one of the stations that does not have a Facebook page, do they need to contact
They
you
can
first?
Contact me. They can contact me through my work email, which is brooks.thomas@wnco.com.
All right. Well, then thanks so much for being a guest here on Red Belly Radio, Brooks.
Thanks for having me.
And I guess that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The book face man has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.